let's go in the prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we just come giving you praise, giving you honor, and giving you glory for who you are. You are such a good God, Lord. You love us so much, and you help us so much. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you, Lord, for providing us, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, as we delve into your word concerning the Holy Spirit, I pray, oh God, that you would just open the minds of your people so that they can receive the word. Help them to hear what the Spirit is saying. Help all of us, Father. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your perfect will be done tonight. Give me utterance to deliver it. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Amen. Now, for the past several weeks, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And tonight, we'll continue about the Holy Spirit. And one of the roles that he plays, one of the specific roles that he plays in the lives of the saints, in the lives of God's children, in our lives. Now in John 16, verse 13, this is Jesus speaking. He said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak." Now Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, he described them as the Spirit of truth. In the book of John, it says, that there are many spirits out there in the world. Every spirit is not the spirit of truth. There are a bunch of lying spirits, deceptive spirits, all kinds of spirits. But the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, he is the Spirit of truth, and he will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit does not do anything that's contrary to the word. He backs it up. The Holy Spirit is God. Right? And so he is not going to contradict his word. So we can rely on the Holy Spirit when he tells us something. We don't have to wonder, should I or shouldn't I? Sometimes we do that. We're not sure if it's us thinking it already. It's the Holy Spirit. It takes some practice. It really does. But as we yield ourselves to God, and the more we immerse ourselves in his word, the more familiar we'll become with the Spirit when he speaks. If some of you are struggling with hearing the Holy Spirit, don't beat upon yourself. Just ask him to help you. That's what he's there for. He's our helper. He indwells us for the sole purpose of leading us, guiding us, comforting us in times of sorrow and distress and disappointment, revealing things to us that we could never know of ourselves. One time someone told me a lie, and as they were talking, the Holy Spirit was telling me, lie. They had no idea that I knew that they were lying. I never said anything. I just let them talk, right? But, I wouldn't have known that unless the Holy Spirit told me. He's a revealer of secrets. He'll reveal some things to you if you allow him. And so he reveals, things that are there to ensnare us, to trap us, to cause us to stumble. The enemy, we have an enemy. And, in John 10:10, it says that the only reason he comes, I'm paraphrasing, is to steal, kill, and destroy, And he'll put snares and traps and things in our lives to destroy us, to kill us, to steal from us. But we have the Holy Spirit who can give us a heads up, How many of you like a heads up? We all do. We love a heads up. Know that he prays through us. When we don't know how to pray, he prays through us because he knows the mind of Christ. A couple weeks ago, I think I shared this, I was sleeping one night, it's probably about 1, 2 in the morning, And I was, you know, I was aware when the Holy Spirit came on me. I mean, he just came on me. And I found myself praying. I have no idea up to this day who I was praying for or what I was praying about. But I knew that this prayer was just flowing. And it was like a direct line to God. And I can sense like God was sitting on his throne and saying, yes, yes, whatever it was I was praying, God was agreeing to it. I mean, it was the most amazing prayer. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to emulate that again, you know, but hasn't happened yet. But maybe I was interceding. I could have been interceding for somebody who was in danger, or I don't know what it was, but all I can tell you, I just know that God heard that prayer. So he helps us, he's our helper. When we don't know, you know, he reveals things to us. And so we're going to take a look in the book of Acts, chapter 20. And we're going to see where the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost gave Paul a heads up on what was about to befall him. Okay? So let's go to the book of Acts chapter 20, and we'll read from verse 18. Now, Paul was doing his travels. He was going from one place to another, and he was going through Greece and all these places. And so in verse 18, we read, and when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. See, the Jews, they didn't like what Paul was teaching. He was teaching Jesus, and they didn't like that, you know. And so they were setting traps for him. They were waiting, you know, to hurt him, to harm him. And, you know, he just went through a bunch of stuff. You know, a lot of times we go through things in life and you know, we think it's the end of the world. A lot of us, I would dare to say, have not gone through anything close to what Paul has gone through. He's been beaten, you know, he was shipwrecked. And, I mean, the disciples had to let him down in a basket, you know, over a wall one time to escape the Jews. I mean, it was awful. He was betrayed by some of the very people he trusted, and you know that hurts the most. Some of the very people that walked with him at one time turned their backs on him. When he was in prison, you know, they all left him. You know, that feeling of desertion is, you know, can hurt us very badly. And so he said, he goes on and he says, and I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save or except that the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide in me. God didn't just allow Paul to find out, you know, what was ahead of him. He gave him a heads up. He gave him a warning, you know. He knew what was waiting. He knew that these Jews were waiting for him. He knew that he was going to be beaten. He knew that he was going to be thrown in prison. But he said, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul was determined that he was going to complete the mission. He was going to complete the task that God had given him. He had braced himself for what was to come. The Holy Spirit showed him that, you know, that he was going to, you know, he was going to be in bonds or in prison. That's what that word there means, in bonds. let's look again at what he said, the Holy Spirit. Bonds and afflictions. He was going to be afflicted. Now, there were a couple of times when I read the scripture and I thought to myself, man, if it was me, I definitely wasn't going there. I would have, probably run to some other city where I thought it was safe. But Paul was bold in the Lord. And he said, none of these things move me. He wasn't afraid. And he said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. God always warns his people. Always. He never allows, us to just walk into a trap, into a snare. When and if we do, it's never God's fault. It's ours. Because we're not listening. Or we hear and we just kind of let it slide. You know how we do. We reason it away. Oh, it's just some, it's just my mind, this sort of stuff. But we need to become more sensitive, have that sense of urgency. And I found some other translations, and it says, the NIV says, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. The English Standard Version said, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. I mean, how plain can it get? He didn't have to guess. The Holy Spirit was telling him, you're going to be thrown in jail. You're going to be beaten. That's his job, to warn us. As parents, we warn our children, don't we? Of certain things, we warn them about keeping certain company. We warn them of certain, picking up certain habits. We warn them about going in certain places. And we're earthly parents. How much more do you think our Heavenly Father cares for us and will warn us? He's a good God. I remember several years ago when my son Michael, he was a teenager, and him and his buddies went into Columbus. There was this Christian club where the kids used to like to hang out, Christian kids. It was a good, clean club. They played Christian music, and there was no alcohol served, and it was just a place for teenagers to hang out and have fun. Well, there's always somebody somewhere who just don't like to see people having a good time. And so he said he was there with his buddies, they were laughing and talking and, doing kid stuff, teen stuff. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, leave and go home now. And so he said he immediately left, got into the truck, and he drove home. Now, I didn't know this until the next day, when I saw something on the news. He told me it wasn't 10 minutes after he left that some dummy, I call him, went into the club and started just shooting out. No one was hurt. I think the guy did it just for the fun. He thought that was fun. But people get scared when somebody just comes in and pulls a gun. And they kept doing it. I think they didn't like it that it was a Christian club. And eventually, I think the city had to close it down, or the owner, I don't know exactly how, but it was ruined. But the thing is, I don't know if any of the other kids heard what Michael heard, or if for some specific reason the Holy Spirit told him to leave. All I know is that he left, and he's alive today. And I am not a mom who had to bury one of her sons. Amen. See, you never know what the outcome could be when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something and you don't do it. My son could have been hurt in that club. And he didn't know that this guy was gonna come in and do that. But the Holy Spirit knew. And for some reason, he alerted him. He was very sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he left and he came home. And the next morning, we heard it on the news, you know, what had happened. So the Holy Spirit is there to, you know, to pull our fat out the fire, so to speak, you know. Save us, you know, from those things that, you know, that the enemy has in store for us. Because that's his job, to hurt us, you know, steal from us. I've shared over and over about the time when, you know, we had the gas in my house and the Holy Spirit, I was about to turn on the light and the Holy Spirit said, do not flip that switch. And I didn't. And I'm alive to them standing here today. My son is alive. Had I not obeyed the warning of the Holy Spirit when he told me not to flip that switch, because I wasn't thinking about what could happen. I was just thinking, I need to call the gas people and get them over here to find out what's going on, right? But the gas man said that click would have ignited a fire. And my disobedience could have ruined my son's life, cut his life short. He would have never grown up to be the young man he is today, you know. We both could have been dead or badly scarred. So when we don't heed the warnings of the Holy Spirit, not only, you know, are we affected, but we can affect the lives, we can affect the destiny of someone else. Just think about it. You know, one bad decision could affect someone else's destiny. But the Holy Spirit is there to see, you know, that we don't fall into those snares. And so he was warning Paul. He was giving him a heads up, you know, so that Paul can prepare himself. Sometimes you need, you know, to prepare yourself, prepare your emotions, you know, set like in the book of Ezekiel, God told him, set your forehead like a flint and go and testify against these people. Sometimes we need that, you know, that little heads up to get us emotionally strong so that when the trials and the tribulations do come, it doesn't take us unaware, you know, and just you know, it could be like someone just pulled the rug out from under us. God always, always warns us. And so the Holy Spirit, you know, he's there to warn us, to help us. My mom had this psalm, I think that was one of our favorite psalms. I don't remember exactly what was going on at this specific time, but I remember her sharing with this psalm with me, I think it's Psalms 124. And the one verse that jumped out at me from then onto this day says, I think I'm rephrasing, you know, our soul is escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. It just stayed with me. I don't know why. It just stayed with me. You know, our soul is escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. You know, the hunters and stuff, they set snares so they can catch birds, they can catch animals and whatever. You know, the enemy is always there trying to snare us, trying to trip us up, trying to make us fall, rob us of our destiny, rob us, you know, of the vision that God has given us. And God is there to help us escape like that bird, you know. We don't have to walk blind into a trap. The Holy Spirit is our built-in alarm system, I like to say, because he indwells us. He lives inside of us as Christians. You know, some of us, we have security systems in our house. And that security system is programmed to warn us of any intrusion, you know, any intruder coming in, into our house. And when, you know, one time, I think it was Mary and I, we came here and the alarm system just decided it was going to take the code or something. And I mean, it went off. The alarm went off, and that, you know, that was to alert the officials that there's a break in here. There's an illegal entry here. And they would come. I think Mr. Ish canceled it or passed one of them. But, you know, the Holy Spirit is our inner alarm system. And when he sees that the enemy is, you know, scheming something, you know, he's plotting against us, he alerts us, just like our earthly alarm system are in our house or in our car. I had this car one time, I mean, if you as much as kick the tire, the alarm went off. You know, our alarm system will go off. That's the Holy Spirit. And when those bells start going off, we need to listen. We need to listen. We need to not just listen, but we need to obey. Now, how does the Holy Spirit warn us? Most times he'll speak to us through the word. I think 2 weeks ago I also shared where I was getting involved in a situation that, you know, was something bad was happening to one of my friends. And, you know, she'd tell me, you know how it goes. And I was getting involved. And this one morning I was reading the word. It was in Proverbs 26:17. And this verse just stuck out at me above all the other verses. Like, and I looked at it. And this is what it said. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. You know what happened if you take a dog by the ears? He's likely to turn and bite you. That was a warning. The Holy Spirit was telling me, stay out of this. It, you know, this doesn't concern you. Thank God I listened. You didn't have to tell me twice, I'm telling you. I heard it the first time and I said, okay, Lord, I'm out of this, okay? Sometimes he'll speak to us through a person. Someone may say something. A lot of times, you know, the Holy Spirit will say something through someone and they're not aware that they're addressing the very situation you are going through, you know? And you know what he said, he that had ears to hear, let him what? Hear. Okay? When we hear that, you know, it's not, you know, let's not just like we tend to do, you know, try to find out, okay, somebody told him something, you know, and try to figure out who it is and get mad at them. No. Let's take heed. Let's listen. You know, we need to listen. That's our problem as God's children. A lot of times we're not listening. And sometimes it's a book. He may speak to us through a book that we're reading. It could be, he has different ways of talking to us. It could be a check in your spirit. Have you ever had a check in your spirit? I think I've only shared this one time. It was something that I don't really talk about because mostly I don't remember it, but something triggered the memory, you know, certain things will trigger certain memories. And this was something that almost happened when I was probably about maybe 15, 16. I was very a young teenage girl, and I was on my way home from church, from prayer meeting one night. It was a Tuesday night. And the street where I live was pretty dark, you know, didn't have any street lights. But I was, you know, just walking, going home, and all of a sudden I felt this check in my spirit. And I remember I hesitated, you know, and I really started looking around. And in the dark, I saw two figures. And there were two guys. They were up to no good. And the way how they were situated, you know, if I had continued walking, they would have run out and sandwiched me. But, you know, the Lord allowed me to see them in the dark. You know, he'll illuminate things to you, even when the place is pitch black. And so, you know, I remember walking, I was thinking, oh my God, you know, what am I gonna do? And I had this friend that lived right next door to my house, and she was home. I knew she was home because I heard them playing their music. Back in Guyana, they just play music really loud. And back in those days, I mean, I had a very, very soft voice. I mean, almost like a mousy kind of a voice, you know. But I decided I'm going to run into, you know, across her bridge, and I'm going to scream as loud as I can for her. And, you know, I did that. I just ran, in, you know, and I yelled, Donna, her name was Donna. And as soon as I said Donna, the door just flew open and both her and her husband were right there. I mean, it was like the Lord magnified my voice above the music, and they heard me, and they came bounding down the stairs, and she said, what? And I was panting for breath, and I said, you know, and those two good-for-nothings, they just melted into the darkness. They were nowhere in sight, you know. God had her and her husband. I mean, I just can't imagine how it is that I said Donna, and before I could, by the time I could get to knock, the door flew open, and both of them were right there. You know, that was the Holy Spirit. That was God. That check in my spirit saved me from who knows what. I mean, I can't even imagine what, you know, would have happened, how my life would have probably spiraled out of control, you know. You know, you hear stories of women who have gone down that path, and they're angry, they're bitter, they don't trust anyone. You know, I could have been one of those women. A matter of fact, I could have been dead. They probably would have killed me to shut me up. Yeah. You know, you never know. But see, there was that check in my spirit. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will give us a check, you know, when we feel it. Had I not listened and just merrily walked, la la la, you know, I mean, you know what the outcome would have been. But because I took action, and I took evasive action, and the Lord helped me. He's always there to help us, you know. He magnified my voice, and they heard me. Well, they just happened to be by the door. They had to be right there for the door to open, you know. And, you know, I guess the fear in my voice, they heard it, and they knew something was up. I mean, and they just came bounding. The door opened, and the both of them just came bounding down those stairs, right? And those two guys melted into the darkness. You know, after then, you know, my pastors and them heard what almost happened, and after then, they would never let me go home alone. Amen. I always had a crowd of people walking me home, and sometimes my mom would come, and she knew church was about to get out, and she would wait, you know, and we'd walk in together. You see how the Holy Spirit warns, yeah. You know, that bell, when those bells start going on. So but unless we listen, unless we obey, you know, he can't help us. You know, he warns us for a reason. And so we, you know, we have to, you know, ask God to help us to become, you know, attuned to him, attuned to his voice. You know, help us to hear and obey, to obey him. You know, he checks us in sometimes it's an inner witness. You just know something. You don't know how you know it, but you just know that you know. Our knower. We have a knower inside of us, right? That's the Holy Spirit. The world like to refer to it as a hunch or instincts. Call it whatever you may, a hunch, instincts. It's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's his voice. It's our alarm system, our built-in alarm system that we have as Christians, as children of God. And we need to listen. You know, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit, and because our life could depend on it. The lives of other people could depend on it. Destinies could depend on us listening, heeding the warning of the Holy Spirit. How many destinies probably have been changed because someone didn't listen to the Holy Spirit? How many babies died because the Holy Spirit said, you know, don't go to that party, or, you know, don't drink that medicine. Mm-hmm. We never know. One time I was sick. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I went to the doctor, and he gave me this medicine and told me I had to drink all of it. And so, you know, you do what the doctor tells you. And I just kept getting sicker and sicker. I wasn't feeling getting any better. And so this one morning I got up, and I was sitting on the side of the bed, and I said, Lord, what is wrong with me? I wasn't really asking God. I was just saying, you know, what was wrong with me? Imagine my surprise when I heard a voice back, and it said, it's those pills. I said, pills? Well, I didn't take the pill that morning. You know, the medication I did not take it. And as the day progressed, I felt better. Didn't take it the next day, and I just got better. And come to find out, there were some kind of a sulfur-based pills, and I am allergic to anything sulfur. And that's what was making me sick. Now, the doctor didn't prescribe that to hurt me. He gave it to me, you know, to help me. But he didn't know that I had I would have this allergic reaction. There are things that doctors don't know. And I'm not saying, guys, not to take your medicine. That's not what I'm saying, right? I'm just saying, you know, that when you ask the Holy Spirit, when you ask God and he gives you an answer, obey, listen. I didn't take those pills, and I got better. Before the end of the week, I was myself as good as ever. Those pills is what was making me sick. I didn't know it, but God knew. The Holy Spirit knew. And I asked, and he warned me, okay? And so, you know, I just want to encourage everyone, you know, listen to the Holy Spirit. When he warns you of something, when you feel, you know, that inner, you know, thing, that turmoil inside, you know, like a red flag somewhere. Sometimes it feels like troubled waves. Have you heard, you know, it just feels that turmoil inside there. That's a good signal. Something is up. You know, something isn't right. Ask the Holy Spirit. If you're not sure, ask him. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to tell me? He'll answer you. You know, let's not be stubborn and just go right along, you know, and fall into the trap. God wants to deliver us, and that's one of the sole purposes that the Holy Spirit plays in our lives, to warn us of things to come. You know, he'll reveal things to you, too. He'll tell you, like he told me that, you know, that person was lying to me that one time. He'll reveal things to you. He'll help you find stuff. Sometimes I can't find my keys, or, you know, and I'll ask the Holy Spirit, where did I put it? And, you know, he'll tell you. The Holy Spirit is our friend. He's the best friend that we can have on our side. And that is my lesson for tonight.